Miami-Dade police found a lot of pot in Jolice Jardine's house, but how they found that marijuana has caused a judicial debate about who can legally smell your house. The case is 5 years old. Miami-Dade police got a Crime Stoppers tip about a potential marijuana grow house. Surveillance turned up nothing. No cars were home. The blinds were shut.
We used to say that if you left your blinds open, you invited the world into your house.
Robert Jarvis is a constitutional law expert at Nova Southeastern University.
But now you can have the blinds tightly shut, and the world can still, or at least the police, can still be looking in.
In this case, it was Frankie the drug-sniffing dog. The police took Frankie on a warrant-free stroll up to the home's front door. Frankie barked, and then the police got a warrant to go inside. Earlier this year, the state's highest court ruled against that kind of search.
The Florida Supreme Court is saying that a citizen's home has a special status.
That the police can't hide behind the defense that it's all right to search a home as long as they never set foot inside.
That, in fact, just walking by your house and smelling your house, it is an unreasonable search.
State officials are now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to take a look at the case. Robert Jarvis thinks there's a good chance of that happening. He says courts all over the country are grappling with the legality of searching from afar. Things like placing a GPS on a suspect's car, heat sensors to look inside homes for grow lamps, and listening devices that are getting more and more advanced. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.